Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right, next section. We are in the West here. First one, are we just going to go across the board? I'll take UNC here. Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so we just get into the next one then.
Yeah. Yes.
Why is it 2%?
I don't want to talk about UNC anymore. All right. Oh, I think this is an interesting one.
Yeah.
8-seeded Mississippi State. I love the Misses. Just seeing all those S's there. Going up against Michigan State. Tom, do you want to take it first? Or?
Oh, man. I was so torn on this one. Yeah. I'll go last.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm torn because I don't entirely trust either team. I feel like there's been inconsistencies and whatnot throughout the season. Obviously, Michigan State started out ranked. There are higher expectations for them. But, I mean, it's Izzo, so you never know. Yeah. I'm going purely just because of coaching here. I'm going with Michigan State. Vish.
Sitting there on mute. I have Michigan State too, also because of the coaching. That kind of worries me as a rationale because I feel like that's why there's a 60-40 split in a game that's really even. Should be more 50-50 in terms of the picks. So I'm like, am I just like going with the flock? It's going to blow up my face here, but. I mean, it's an 8-9, so it's a coin flip in a certain sense. So I pick Michigan State.
Okay. Brendo?
Yeah, I mean, man, I was back and forth just like you guys. I think experienced backcourt for Michigan State. I just think the slumps of recent, I mean, they've played a little bit better down the stretch here. But I think I'm actually going to roll with Mississippi State. Josh Hubbard, the little point guard, I think he's gonna start slinging out there. He's gonna get hot. I think he's gonna kind of lead Mississippi State to victory.
There you go, Tommy.
Yeah, like you said, it's gonna be a coin flip. I'm going Michigan State just because purely coaching. But that's.
I think this is the first one we've been 3-1 on. I think every single one's been 4-0 or 2-2. So yeah. Says a lot about
Oakland.
Oh, yeah, Oakland. Okay. Right. Don't worry. There's going to be another one, too. I think I'm going to be by myself on. So we can talk about that later, though. All right. Next up, we got – we got this 5-seeded Saint – or Mary C.A. I
don't know Mary. We got to figure out who on CBS, like, did these abbreviations. I got so many questions.
Well, why GC? You can't just add the U in? Like, it's right. Like, that makes no sense. Going up against GCU, Grand Canyon University. I'm going to – Tom, do you want to go first or you want to go last?
I'll go last. I want to go last.
we'll let you, yeah, since you are the resident St. Mary's fan. Vish, you want to go first, or I'll go first, then we'll go Vish and then Brendan, and then we can go to Tom's. So, St. Mary's going up against Grand Canyon. St. Mary's plays a little bit of a slower pace, looks to get a good shot, right, every possession. I think that's going to really mess with Grand Canyon. You know, obviously St. Mary's is a great defensive team too. St. Mary's started a little slow, but, you know, they've picked it up of recent, as you know, Tom's, right? And I really like, I think they have the most underrated guard duo in the country with Marshall Onis and Mahaney too. 359th in average possession length, which is insane. I think there's like 363 teams in Division I college basketball. So, you know, they hold the ball a lot. I just think it's a really bad matchup for Grand Canyon. I probably would have taken him in one of the other 12-5 games. But I'm going with St. Mary's here. And I like St. Mary's making a little run here too. So, Vish, you want to go next?
Yeah, I agree. I think St. Mary's is really good. I do have them winning more than just this game, which I guess I tipped that I have them winning this game. I even though they played a slow pace, they're very efficient. Like you mentioned, the backcourt, they also, you know, shoot the three ball well, but they also have size, so they're kind of really well balanced. They can kind of play different styles, and I don't think this is gonna for a 12-5. I don't expect this to really be competitive.
Brendo.
Yeah, I think this one's actually gonna be a great game. St. Mary's, like you're talking about pace of play. Like they're cool with wait until there's 10 seconds left on the shot clock to then get a little pick and roll and try to find something down the stretch. They're very comfortable with late clock situations, which is awesome. My only thing that I keep thinking back to is the second time they played Gonzaga when they lost, they got smashed. And it was when Gonzaga was running and GCU likes to push the pace, and Tyon Grant Foster, I think he's going to make a name for himself. I want to then continue to say I think Grand Canyon is going to win, but I think St. Mary's is going to slow it down enough to really value those possessions. And in March Madness, down the stretch, every possession is going to matter. And I think I also believe that they're going to make a little run here. But I think GCU is going to make a game of it. Best fans in the nation, in my opinion, student section-wise, the Havoc is unbelievable.
Tom's?
All right, so yeah, like you were saying earlier, I went to St. Mary's, so I'm very familiar. I watch every game. I do think our backcourt is awesome with our two guards. One thing that no one knows is that Joshua Jefferson, our starter, is out for all March, which sort of is a bummer, but I do think it's going to be a great game. I do think we end up winning, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah. Okay.
Looks like we got some Max is also
my boy is on
the St. Mary's.
Tommy, you might know him. You might know him.
Maybe.
But also wasn't enough to get him to pick him.
Tommy, but you did the play by play for like the student radio for like the school radio, right? For about
Yeah, I was on 3 years doing play by play for St. Mary's, so it was so much fun.
That's all. Do you know that name that Max posted?
I didn't see the name. What was it?
Joe Rahon? Rahon?
Oh, yeah. Rahon's the man. Hell yeah.
there he goes.
Rahon's the dude. Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah, he's That's from awesome. SoCal, actually. His grandparents go to my church down here in Huntington.
Bang.
Beach. Wait, so you what actually
is, some, what wow, is happening okay. here?
Wait, so you know one of our okay, that's crazy. We're gonna have to talk to Max about that later.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Hey, Tommy knows everyone.
You're like, yeah, why don't we do this? Why don't we take our Miami focused show and break down the NCAA tournament, and then we get to St. Mary's, and it's like
everyone.
So knows for those that you, yeah, well, I mean, because Max is from California, but he's also, I mean, he's on a network we're affiliated with too that we work closely with. The Flow Network that covers Miami sports, which is why he's in the chat. So it's just bizarre. Anyway, small world.
That's funny. All right, next one. We got 4-seeded Alabama going against 13-seed Charleston. Let's go. Let's go, Brendo. You want to go first?
Sure. I feel like as watching their conference tournament, Charleston is not the Charleston that kind of came before them. Alabama, highest scoring offense in the nation, scoring over 90 points a game. Kind of the opposite of St. Mary's. Their average possession length is 14 seconds. If you like teams running up and down and getting it up, I think Alabama is your team to watch. I think it's going to be fascinating if St. Mary's can win that game against GCU, watching the two super contrasting styles go up against each other in the next round. But I think Alabama's got this one easier than the 12% user's pick suggests.
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going Alabama in this one too. I just think experience will do too much. And that's, I think that next game's going to be awesome.
Okay. Vish?
Yeah, I got Bama as well. I was checking on the side because I thought I remembered it correctly. This is also this quadrant's in Spokane, so it's another one where, you know, obviously both these teams are kind of in the southeastern United States, but next round, you know, you got like St. Mary's there. But yeah, I got Bama on this one.
Okay. I got Alabama as well. One of the best.
Matt, you recently dealt with the time zone lag and what that does to you. I think it's kind of underrated that they.
Well, I took a red eye flight too, though. So I mean, you got to.
Yeah, but not just that. So
and I took Spirit. So I don't think these guys are taking Spirit.
Those were choices you made, but no, it is a little weird on your body clock. Like, I was turning games on. He's like, wait, why is this game starting at like 11 p.m.? Because
Yeah,
the East Coast, man. We were watching St. Mary's, actually. We were watching St. Mary's, and it was like tipping at like 11:30. He's like, why is this game tipping at 11:30 p.m.? I was like, but we watch West Coast basketball. This is what we got to do, man.
It was kind of awesome, though, that you could just watch basketball till 2 in the morning. Like, I don't know. But
great for the night owls.
Yeah. Only other thing I was going to say is I was actually kind of debating taking Charleston in that, just because of the stylistic of play and whatnot. I thought if, you know, Alabama doesn't have a good shooting night, Charleston, you know, they're used to that pace. They could play to it. They're knocking down shots, but I went with Alabama there. Really like Mark Sears and stuff. So next one.
It's the one that's personal to this show.
Yeah, this one, heated matchup. Probably one of the most important games of the tournament here at Buckets, just because of implications of everything that could happen. We got 6-seeded Clemson going up against 11-seeded New Mexico. I'm going to go last. I'll let Brendo go, Tommy go, then Vish. Brendo, go ahead.
All right. I think I'll please the crowd here and say I'm massively pulling for New Mexico in this one. And I also think New Mexico might get it done. I think they got some great guard play. House and Mashburn Jr. They're not really three-point shooters either, but they really like to attack the basket. And I think in games in March where sometimes if teams rely too heavily on the three and they don't fall, that's kind of their doom. And I think New Mexico is going to get fouled, get to the line, and kind of get this little 6-11 upset, although user's pick looking like it's getting a little closer to 50-50. But I did pick New Mexico in this one in my own bracket too.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah, this one's going to be really good. This is probably, besides St. Mary's, my next most excited to watch. You know what I had to do? I had to go to Vegas. Vegas had 2.5 for New Mexico, so I went New Mexico.
Oh, they do? Oh, New wow. Mexico's
favorite.
2.5 favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Vish?
I mean, do you even have to ask? There's no way we're picking PJ Hall and his mom. So
yeah.
For those that are new to the show, we got into a PJ Hall's mom when Miami beat them.
So, yeah. Oh, don't worry. Brendan and Tommy know about it.
But do they know about Mustafa Umzil, the backup who's probably not going to even play on New Mexico?
Oh, I forgot about him.
There's ties all over this, man. There's ties all
over.
Yeah, he's on New Mexico, right?
Is it New Mexico or New Mexico State?
I think it's New Mexico. Oh, God. Don't tell me I screwed that up. Hold on. I'm Googling it. But either way,
I don't think he's good enough to play at New Mexico.
He is a New Mexico Lobo forward. That is exactly what he is.
Oh, he is. Okay. He can't dribble, though. All right. Yeah.
He's averaging 20 minutes a game. Is that for real?
Oh, wow.
We're going to see the man make an appearance. Look at that.
Oh, we will. Wow. And almost Kane. There's a few of them we've talked about.
I mean, I don't think he was actually almost, because I don't think he goes to New Mexico.
I think the thing I was going to say, though, the odds I feel like are indicated of, like, it's almost like the seeding should be reversed here. Clemson is drastically overseeded. They were awful. I mean, I don't want to say, okay, they were bad in ACC play. They finished sixth behind Pitt and Wake, who didn't even make the tournament, and they ended up being a sixth seed. There's no way in hell I'm going to take Clemson in this game. I like New Mexico. I like Jalen House. I like Jamal Mashburn. I think it'd be too much. Joe Girard's going to get played off the court. That little leprechaun is not going to be able to stay on the court.
About the Girard feud too, man. We really hate Clemson. Yeah.
And, PJ Hall is going to foul out because Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn are going to be taking it to him all night long. He's going to cry himself to sleep to his mom. PJ Hall's mom, I didn't forget about you. You still suck. I don't like you. And, you know, I'm glad your son got to go to the tournament, but he's not going to be winning a game.
Yeah, and actually, like, doing
a little bit. Have fun watching him in Croatia.
No. But actually, Matt and I have been talking about this all year. We didn't get, I guess, you know, like, obviously, like, Clemson, whatever they did in the non-conference, which if you just look at it, isn't that impressive. They basically beat Alabama, and that's it.
In South Carolina, but...
like, juiced their computer rating so much that, like, they were a lock the entire year. Meanwhile, they're, like, eighth in the ACC, seventh, sixth, and the ACC ain't that good. And it's just, like, you can't beat these teams. Like, they lost to us. Like, that should get you disqualified automatically. I don't know what that was. I mean, that's that. Like, they're way overrated, way overrated. Yeah. They're not like I would if they were playing Pitt. I would take Pitt every day right now. Like, oh, it's a much better team when you watch.
I would take Pitt or Wake above them.
Yeah, I don't know what they. We gotta study their ways, man. So we can just like lose all our conference games and be locked into the sixth seed anyway.
I don't know what it
is. They're not good. They're way overseeded.
Anyways. All right. Next up. Oh, I forgot about this one. I didn't even write anything down for this one. All right, we got 3-seeded Baylor going up against 14-seeded Colgate. I'll go first on this one. Yeah. I picked Colgate. Was it 2 years ago when they made it? I want to say, and I can't. Who did they play in the first round? I can't remember.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't. Was it Gonzaga? Or I don't know who it was. But I picked them. Didn't go well. They got blown out.
Dominated.
Yeah, they got dominated. Athleticism was too much. I'm taking Baylor here. Like, Brendo.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Baylor. I think their lack on defense at times is going to kind of cause them to stumble down the stretch, which is an interesting New Mexico matchup in the next round. But they do shoot a lot of threes. They do make a lot of threes. They got three guys that shoot better than 40%. They're top five in the nation in three-point percentage as a team. So I think this game will also be a blowout. Taking the Bears.
There you go. Tommy?
Let's keep it going. Baylor, easy.
Dub. All right, Vish, there you go.
Yep, concur. Baylor, easy dub.
You didn't have to check Vegas? All right, we got Dayton versus Nevada. 7-seed Dayton going up against 10-seed Nevada. I honestly didn't watch Dayton this year at all. Or I might have watched him in a non-conference like tournament at the beginning of the season. But I mean, you look at the resume record versus top 25. I think did they only have like one quad one win or something, or not even that? I mean, I'm purely going for Nevada here just because they have a guy on their roster named Kobe Elvis. Yeah, so great name. It's a name that sounds great in March. Only going with Nevada because of that. No other reason.
I will say we gotta do a case study on Dayton and how you end up with an 18th strength of schedule when you only played one top 25 team and lost to them.
It was I don't know. It was
it's insane. We gotta get our math department involved or something, Matt, because our numbers always suck. Like we win the ACC and get a 5 seed because like the numbers suck. We gotta this is sorcery over here, man.
A10 basketball.
But yeah, Brendo, who you got?
I'm rolling with Nevada here as well. I think Blackshear's a beast. I think he's gonna come alive in this tournament. I just don't think that they're much like I don't. It's just in comparison wise with where Dayton's at, where the other Mountain West teams were. I think Nevada's taking this one.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really good game, I think. And I had to use the Vegas lines in this one. I will be honest. And they had 1.5 favorites for Nevada, so I went Nevada.
Fish?
Yeah, I went with Nevada as well. In addition to kind of everything else we mentioned, I think I'm the only one that looks at location. This thing's in Salt Lake. Nathan's not traveling across country and beating Nevada there. So,
boom.
There you go.
Location is an underrated thing that you should be looking up.
Look at that.
Oh, and now we got the main event.
Yeah, like Fish out here.
Oh, here we go.
It's the big one.
Main event.
All right, we got two-seeded Arizona.
So after getting to know Matt and finding the 700 different ways they abbreviate Long Beach State or Cal State Long Beach, I've never seen LNGBCH until just now.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one. That's a new one. I wouldn't want to see that on a hoodie, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That was timely. Hoodie girl.
There you go. Go Beach.
Go Beach. Matt, should we start with you or end with you? How are we doing this?
Oh, no, I'll go first. I'm ready for this one, baby.
Okay, there we go.
All right. We got 2-seeded Arizona going up against 15-seed Long Beach. It's going to be a tough game. Arizona's got a lot of talented players. Caleb Love. I'm trying to think of the other guard. He's from Europe. I can't remember his name. I think he's from Europe. But Bala too. Got some size. You know, Long Beach State, it's been a great story with Dan Munson basically getting fired but still coaching. I don't know if you guys saw the pressers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, there's just something about this team. It's just, you know, I just feel it with the beach. I'm taking 15-seeded Long Beach to take down Arizona. I put my own money on it. I put $100 on
Long Beach. I still can't believe you put $100 on Fire Red.
Let's go, Long Beach. I can't even say they're – I was going to say let's go 49ers, but they're not even called the 49ers
anymore. The Beach, baby.
The Beach.
Okay, that's just the nickname. I couldn't remember what it was. It's 49ers. Yeah.
No, it used to be 49ers. They got rid of it.
Oh, it's not.
It's not politically.
Their nickname is the Beach. That is their mascot.
It's their actual
beach. The mascot is the Beach.
I think that's why on ESPN it says Beach.
Yeah.
That is why that makes sense. Long Beach State Beach. It should have been the whatever.
That didn't click in my head, you know, because I'm used to seeing 49ers from when I was there. But shout out, quick story about Dan Munson. I used to have a basketball class in the pyramid. They stopped doing it. So Long Beach State plays in a pyramid. I just realized that no one's going to know what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, greatest arena in college basketball. Vish and Melissa didn't know about it, obviously, so I enlightened them, showed them. So we used to go and play in there every morning. And so during basketball, it was during basketball season, so they'd have it all set up. So like all the scores table was there and everything. And I used to – this entrance I would take, I would walk in and I would walk right by Dan Munson's office. So there was one day I was wearing my Miami hoodie and I walked by and I was going to the class and he's like, hey, he's like, no Long Beach hoodie. And I was like, oh, sorry, coach. I'll tell you what, I got one now. Shout out to Melissa, our co-host. She got me a Long Beach State hoodie that I hope it gets here in time. I don't think so though.
I mean, it's got to be a short delivery. I mean,
we'll see.
How long did it take to deliver something from Long Beach?
When I used to order stuff in the bookstore, it was actually pretty quick. So
it should, you might get it. You might get it in time for game time.
I think so. Yeah. But I got the beach. Go beach. All right. Vish. All right. I already know who you're going to pick, Vish. So go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. Zono's going to kill them.
What?
It's not going to be competitive at all. This is going to be a blowout. I watched way too much Long Beach State basketball over the tournament because of you. And I'm like, there's no way these guys normally shoot like this. And I looked it up and they do not. So I don't think it's going to, they got hot and played well. Like they made a huge comeback in the championship game to win it. Kudos to Beach, but that's going to end. And unfortunately it's going to end at your guy, Caleb Love, who you hate. So it's not going to be a good night for Matt there, but.
Quick story too. So Dan Munson used to be the head coach at Gonzaga. Lloyd, current head coach of Arizona. Dan Munson, before he left to go coach somewhere else, I can't remember if he left. Was it for Minnesota or somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Before he left Gonzaga, he was going to hire Tommy Lloyd. Well, he ended up leaving sooner. Mark Few ended up hiring Tommy Lloyd as his assistant. So they all kind of know each other, and they all linked up at the tournament as well. They all ended up going to dinner. So, but yeah, Brendo.
Yeah. So actually another part of that story is Tommy Lloyd was like, he was a JC guy and wanted to come play at Gonzaga, and Munson told him he wasn't good enough. Lloyd said that he appreciates it though, because that's what kind of led him to where he was and to being a coach and stuff. So that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But I think in this one, he's going to have to tell him he's not good enough again, because of Long Beach.
Let's go.
Come through in this one. And I got some things we got to talk about. Okay. Abubakar Traore, my guy. Right? He has had the first triple-double in Big West tournament history. He's been playing really well, and he's currently observing Ramadan. And so his mind's right. Spiritually, he's in it. And the game starts at 12 o'clock their time in Salt Lake. And so he won't be like not being able to eat for an entire day and then having to play. And so I think that bodes well. And I think at the end of the day, Marcus Shahonis, the guy that started his career at UW, University of Washington. And so he has played Arizona before, and in the two games that he played against them, he scored double figures in both those games as a young lad. So I think now here, he's averaging 17 points a game, 2 assists, almost 3, and a steal and a half or so. I think Long Beach just has the story. And Vish was right. They don't normally shoot like that, but they also don't normally play for a coach that's not getting paid and volunteering. And they're doing this one for him. And I think
mention
awesome story here.
They have someone on their roster named Messiah.
Hey, let's go.
Tommy.
Oh, man, this is tough. Long Beach is literally 10 is minutes it? Away.
Are you going to go pyramid. Against the boys?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No.
What's Vegas say, Tom's?
Okay, so Vegas says 21 points. So if I was a betting man, I would bet the house that Long Beach covers that, because I don't think Arizona wins by 21. So that's the best of both worlds. I'm going to pick Arizona for the bracket. I'm hoping Beach wins, but I just know they won't. But Beach will cover. So if you're a betting man, bet Beach. They're going to cover. They're not going to cover 21.
Before we move to the final region.
Oh, what's up?
I wanted to quickly give my prediction for that part of the bracket.
Go ahead.
Okay, there you go. Go Beach. Let's go.
I got Beach winning. I got Beach beating Arizona. My Long Beach hoodie's not going to get here till next Tuesday, unfortunately, according to the tracking. But
well, according to all of you, they'll still be preparing for the Sweet 16. So what's the problem?
Wait, can you guys tell the quick story of what happened with the bookstore? Do you have time, Melissa?
So yeah, I have a minute. So I ordered a hoodie for myself. I told Vish, I bought it for all three of us, but I told Vish to order it and I'd Venmo him because I didn't want to have to keep putting in the different addresses. So then I ordered for Matt separately. The bookstore literally called me the next day to confirm it wasn't fraud because they're not used to shipping hoodies like outside of California. So I had to, and then they called Vish later that day and his credit card even the bank frauded him.
The brand fraud activity flagged it. I had to call them to get like a stop on my card. My card stopped working. I'm like, what is this? And I was like, did you actually charge for a hoodie at Long Beach State's bookstore? Like,
I paid for three hoodies that say beach basketball on them so that all three of us could have beach hoodies.
There we go.
And if you know my background, hoodies are my thing. So yeah. I don't just buy any hoodie.
Just got to rep it.
Go beach.
There we go.
All right. I have to go back to work now. Bye, y'all. Right,
thanks for stopping in, Melissa.
Go beach.
There we go. I'm pumped, man. I'm juiced.
Hey, that's tomorrow at 11 Pacific.
We have to recap our favorite game.
Right? Oh, that's right. I jumped ahead there. Yeah,
I don't even remember what I was gonna pick. Well, actually,
you know what you're picking. All right, so we got Long Beach, we got St. Mary's covered,
right? Yeah,
I think that's I think that's it.
All right, okay.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry, keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.